There's a really powerful moment in life that I know you've experienced many times. You're reading a book, or you're listening to someone give a talk or a speech, or maybe just having coffee with a friend. And as you read or listen, the combination of the words that the writer or the speaker puts together, the words they use, the order in which the words appear, all come together and give you one of those aha moments, one of those moments of insight, one of those, oh my gosh, that's good moments. Now, some of these arrangement of words have stood the test of time. And because of that, thousands and thousands, if not millions of people through history have read words that inspire them. Over the next 5 weeks, starting this Sunday, September 13th, 2020, at 10 a.m. Arizona time, Aldea will start its next Sunday series called Wise Sayings. Wise Sayings. Words that touch the heart, clear the mind, and strengthen the hands. We'll be looking at five different sayings and how those sayings have affected people not only in today's world, but in some cases, the worlds of the past. Throughout history, certain words echo, and we get to hear them today. We get to read them today. Join us for this five-week series, Wise Sayings, words that touch the heart, clear the mind, and strengthen the hands. We just never know when that right configuration of words is all going to come together and give us the inspiration and the energy we need, whether that's in a challenging time of life or just in an everyday moment. But these little, strong, powerful, fuel-rich words change our lives. And we're going to explore five of them, five sayings over these next weeks. If you get our newsletter, you'll receive a Zoom link this week. If you don't, you can sign up for our newsletter right at our website, loveperiod.org, and you'll receive the Zoom link this week for this Sunday series, Wise Sayings. Why not come and listen to the sayings that have changed the lives of so many and see how those same words might change yours when you hear them or read them again, or for the very first time.